There are three short tosafim on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis had observed that in the Megillah it refers to Mordechai both as a Yehudi and as an Ish Yemini, both as someone from Yehuda and as someone from Binyamin. So why the need for both? So there's a few explanations. And the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan is as follows: Rabbi Yochanan Amar Olam Binyamin Kama Asi. Really, Mordechai was from Binyamin. My Karla Yehudi, so why was he called a Yehudi? Al Shum Shekafar B'Avodah Zarah, because he went against the Avodah Zarah, he did not bow down to Haman. Shekol HaKofar B'Avodah Zarah Nikar Yehudi, anyone who goes against the Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi. The word Yehudi has the letters of Hashem's name. K'dechsev Isi Givrin Yehudain. As it says in this pasuk over here in Daniel. And Tosa says, "Alshem Yehudi Shari Amar Bechelak Delohavi Meshev Yehuda." That we see this also in Sanhedrin, that the name Yehudi, which implies that it's someone who does not who rebels against the Avodah Zarah, because over there when it mentions it in Sanhedrin also, they weren't from the Shevi Yehuda. Rather, it's talking about Yehuda in terms of someone who denies and goes against worshiping idols. The next hostos, Tosa says, "Shere Galasha Galah Meyatzmo." The Gemara learns from this, the name of Rava, that Mordechai was Gola himself. It says in the Pasuk Asher Agla Mishulayim, how Gola Asher Agla Sa, and the repetitive nature of those words implies that Mordechai put himself into exile. And Tosos here says, V'darish Lehmi Delok Siv HaHugla. Right, it didn't say Hugla, that he had been exiled. Rather, it says that Hagla Sa Asher Hagla, that he exiled himself. And a very nice idea here, not always very traditional to quote from the art scroll, but the art scroll in the note on the bottom compares Mordechai to someone like Yaakov Avinu, who also went down to Mitzrayim first to sort of bring down the Kedusha before the years of slavery. So Mordechai put himself into Gullus and went down to Persia. So that should help the Jews survive there later on. The last Tosos, Karlei de Chazire. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what did Esther eat. If she had not revealed her true identity at this time, so did she eat kosher food? How was she able to request kosher food? Maybe she did it anyway, maybe not. So Shmuel says that that they fed her bacon, fatty bacon. And and Rashi over here says, "Umitoch onsa lo nensha." She was not punished because she is a case of an ones here. However, Toso says, "V'chas shalom he lo haysochas." No, chas shalom, she did not eat the pork. She did not eat the bacon. She had kosher food.